Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the eighth episode in our series on using our free time well. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. I'm sure you've seen, or at least know about, the movie The Matrix. It's really about the age-old question of, how do you know everything you're seeing and feeling and hearing and tasting and smelling isn't just an illusion? One of the main ways this problem is illustrated is with the question, how do you know you're not living in a simulation and all your perceptions are being chemically stimulated by tubes hooked up to some evil genius? The point I want to highlight is that that's a horrifying idea. It's a hideous thought, the idea of a brain in a vat detached from its own body, helplessly fed on artificial, stimulated images and feelings that don't correspond to anything real. But here's the really horrifying truth. Many of us have chosen to live more and more just like that. We are living a false life, and one separated from our bodies, and it's utterly, horrifyingly tragic. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. There are two main ways we are of our own free will. And as a mode of recreation, no less, there are two main ways we are detaching the mind from the body. One is through the use of drugs. The reemergence and legalization of psychedelics as a form of therapy and recreation is causing more and more of us to deliberately detach the mind from the senses, where the pleasure we take in things and the very look and feel of them is less a reflection of the way things are and more due to the artificial manipulation of our brains. The other is through the use of screens, where we pump artificial and distant images into our brains that have practically nothing to do with here and now. A constant preoccupation with the remote, the fantastic, the sensational. That's a life where the mind is increasingly detached from the body. We're doing it to ourselves. We're cutting off the mind from the body. We're turning ourselves into broken, helpless, overstimulated brains in vats. And it's making us miserable. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. God made us physical creatures, and he put us into a particular point of space and time, because that's where our mission and our happiness lies. Now, the connection to a certain point of space and time is our body, which means the more we focus on the here and now, the more we are connected to our body, and the more we engage our bodiliness, the more we're connected to the here and now. And the here and now is where we find the most reality, the most goodness, and therefore the most delight. Being and goodness are always convertible. The more real something is, the more good it is, and therefore the more delight we're able to take in it. What all that means is that if we want to really be happy, we have to focus on the full reality of the here and now. And we do that by cementing, not escaping from, our connection to our bodies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Let's make this concrete. How can we use our free time to fully engage the reality of the here and now through our bodies? Well, there are three obvious ways. First, by using our bodies to physically make something worthwhile. There's drawing, there's crafts, there's learning a musical instrument, there's gardening, There's building stuff for your home. I personally like cooking. Going to the store, buying real food, prepping from scratch, and then eating it. And if you don't have time for this, maybe you and your family are just doing too much in your life. But it's also true that if you're a handy person and really appreciate home renovation or car repair, you could certainly come to my house and reconnect with your bodiliness and help fix my house up, because I just break stuff. The second way is by using our bodies to play a game. You can do non-strenuous games like pool. Or you can do marksmanship. Nothing more enjoyable than going out to the Kronoshek farm, having good conversation, and target or clay shooting. Or you can do something really aerobic like basketball or pickleball. I prefer weightlifting with my sons. But games are a marvelous way to use your body and get grounded. When you're really doing these things, it brings you back to the here and now like nothing else. And the third way is by using your bodies just to move. Walking, hiking, biking, swimming. That makes you feel good to be alive. That makes you glad you're not a brain in a vat. And it makes you never want to act like one again. God gave us our bodies so we could appreciate His world here and now. So let's make sure we do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. St. Paul tells the church of Corinth to glorify God in your body. That single sentence means a lot. It means, for instance, that we should avoid sexual sin or any other sin that we commit through the body. But it's not just a negative teaching. We're supposed to use our bodies to glorify God. And we do that precisely by making our bodies an instrument of prayer. It's why at Mass, we don't just sit. We genuflect, and we use holy water. And we, yes, we sit, but we stand, and we kneel, and we move around, and we go up and receive the physical body of Jesus Christ. So remember, our bodies are how we refocus ourselves on the here and the now. And the truth is that God is present right here and right now. And through our bodies, we get reconnected with God. So as a resolution, use your body to make something physical, physically make something worthwhile. Or use your body to play a game. And for certain, use your bodies to move, especially walking. And never let yourself spend the day just sitting and watching screens. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was thinking, Teresa, you're 23, and that, wow, this definitely applies to your generation. But actually, studies are showing that elderly people spend way more time on screens than even young people.
Which I think is also partially the fault of young people in a different way, just because at the end of the day, if people are losing their community later in life, where else do they go?
You've just hit it. The real antidote, the real antidote to being, to living as a brain in a vat or living on our screens, it's friendship and community.
Yeah. Because granted, that's also happening with younger people, because if all of your peers are also on their phone, then who do you turn to? And it's harder and harder to find a community where people actually want to spend active time together.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, if you want to build a group of people that do that, you have to do two things. You have to think about things worthwhile, so you have something to talk about. Second, you got to do good things.
And that's why this meditation on doing something good with your body is so good, because it's not just some, it's not an option on the side. It gives you something to do with these people. It's why I love bars that do have pool, or even there's a great arcade bar in KC, and it's really fun to go actually do something with people.
Yeah.
To be in competition with people, to have an actual shared activity. And I think people are starved for, what do we do when we're together?
That's
other
right.
Than look at a screen.
That's
it's hard.
That's right. This is why I love the simple thing of preparing a meal.
Mm-hmm. It's physically something you have to do together.
Yeah.
And you can invite people even to help you make it, or to bring something of their own, but your hands are quite literally occupied.
It's really awesome. Get the raw food from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Invite people over. One of the most fun things we did as a staff was we went to the culinary school, and they broke it up into five areas. And they had the stuff there, and we all had the thing we were supposed to prepare.
Yeah.
Then we ate together. Then we all cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that at home.
Yeah, and there's so many things you can do together. I'm not even someone who really likes athletics that much, but I really enjoyed playing volleyball with everyone over the 4th of July, or I love taking people to play pool. Even we did a full chess tournament, and it's not strenuous physical activity, but it's something you physically do, and they're such a good shared thing. Even if you're not good at it, that's the beauty of it.
Or just go out and take a walk with people.
Mm-hmm.
This really is one of the greatest destroyers of friendship, and the way out is through friendship.
Yeah.
Doing things together. So, what might be some real concrete resolutions that people could walk away from with this?
I think just get something on your schedule every day. Not once a week, but to do something, even if you're going to do it alone, but to do something in the real world on your own. Oh, I'm going to go take a walk today, or I'm trying to think of tasks you could do on your own, but quite frankly, you look kind of psychotic in the world doing a lot of them alone. Trust me, I've gone to concerts and pool halls alone, and you look kind of like a creep. But maybe that's okay if that's what it takes to start.
Well, I found myself sitting in front of screens too much with work. So for me, it's going to the store, getting the food, cooking it, and sharing, and inviting somebody to share it with.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, for me, I turn my garage into a gym, and I lift weights with my sons 3 days a week. And the third thing is taking a walk with your mom or a friend every day.
Yeah. I think climbing is a great one. I love climbing gyms. Those are fantastic.
And they're all over the country
they're
now.
All
climbing
over.
Gyms are all over the country. So, if you're praying with us, listening to this conversation, you got to come up with a concrete resolution to move your body and invite a friend to do it. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.